mom come down and turn the podcast on. We want to spread joy, a smile, and fun. The positive things that are going on, and give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn the podcast on. Come on, come down, turn the podcast on. Come down, turn on.
And welcome to our Easter podcast. This time's hosts of the podcast are
Darius
and Elena.
I guess we're all waiting for the Easter bunny, right? Well, if that's the case, you're just in the right place. In this episode of the March podcast, we would like to address Easter and everything it is surrounded by.
Now, about what our podcast is going to consist of. First of all, we are going to give you some good news. Afterwards, we of course didn't forget about the food lovers. So we're also going to talk about food. Then, in order to cheer you up a little, we also have some jokes for you. Moving forward, we would also like to give you a short insight into the Easter's special days. Moreover, we have also prepared an interview with a special guest for you. After the interview, you will listen to what people like best about Easter. And last but not least, we also didn't forget about the donut contest from the previous podcast. Therefore, we would also like to announce the winner of the contest.
Victory for humanity. For Nigeria, credit verdict makes Shell Oil responsible for years of spills. Four Nigerian farmers have won a 13-year legal battle against Shell Oil after a spill contaminated their fields. The farmers now have to be compensated with further money the Royal Dutch Shell Company has to pay for both safety and cleanup. It was in February this year that the Netherlands ruled in favor of farmers from the Goi and Rovuma communities, rejecting Shell Nigeria's claim that oil spills in the area were the result of sabotage. Nigerian law requires claims of sabotage to be proved with evidence beyond any reasonable doubt, something which the defenders could not do. Finally, there is some justice for the Nigerian people suffering the consequences of Shell's oil. This is a victory for the entire Niger Delta region, the Ogoni people, the civil society organizations. Overall, it's a victory for humanity that ended years of struggling and desperation for the farmers.
Next for the good news, you'll hear about the D-Day heroes' lost postcard finally arrived after 77 years. In 1943, Royal Navy Bill Caldwell wrote a postcard to his Uncle Fred, enclosed with it an envelope with a picture, and instructed the Royal Mail to post early in the day. 77 years and 7 months later, and that same postcard has finally arrived at the Liverpool doorstep of his family home, to the shock and delight of his children. The Royal Mail admitted they hadn't the faintest idea of why it had taken so long for delivery, but suggested that perhaps it had been lost, found, and reposted by someone. Having joined the Royal Navy ship stationed at Cornwall, Caldwell's first message back from the military was simple and typical for a man who his children remember as someone who didn't ever send letters or postcards. The postcard included, "Well, I am in blue at last. I did not think it would be like this. You don't get much time for yourself, do you? But I like it all right. I'll write a letter to you all when I get half of a chance, so you'll hold on a bit. I have 19 weeks here yet. Give my love to everyone. Love, Bill." Caldwell would go on to man a minesweeper during the D-Day landings, travel all over the Pacific, visit Japan, and carry prisoners of war back to Australia. His naval career concluded with 4 medals.
Volunteers in Texas saved thousands of sea turtles from the shocking cold weather. As you have probably heard, on the 19th of February, a huge saving of turtles took place. During a mind-boggling severe cold weather situation, heroic efforts are being made by Texas warm-blooded animals to save thousands of their cold-blooded neighbors who lack the ability to fend off the freezing temperatures. Volunteers from Sea Turtle Inc. Rehabilitation Center and the local community of South Padre Island in the Gulf have so far rescued more than 4,900 sea turtles from death by cold stunning, an event that causes the turtles to fall into comatose state if the water drops below minus 10 degrees Celsius. The usually mild lagoon of the south tip of Texas is a place where the sea turtles live year-round, but the area lost power earlier in the week. Volunteers' efforts managed to scoop up 1,700 turtles, lining them up in rows on tarps in a nearby convention center that was donated for an emergency space. The community tried to help the turtles out of their comatose state by warming them in pools. By the end of the day, there were 3,500 turtles in the rescue center. Meanwhile, Texas game wardens used patrol boats to fish out hundreds more that had lost the ability to move their flippers in cold water. According to an update by the executive director of Sea Turtle Inc., another 1,000 cold-stunned turtles had been brought in, including one that was 150 years old and weighed 400 pounds. The love and support of people who just want to help creatures that can't help themselves is overwhelming, the director told the news.
When you look at the calendar, you might realize that it's already spring and typical for that season are flowers in every color and size. On this occasion, we want to present the marigold flower and tell you how to plant it and make it grow. Furthermore, it's also interesting to know that the marigold is one of the oldest garden plants and has healing effects.
First of all, you will need some seeds, which you can buy in every store right now. You can grow them in a pot, either on your balcony or inside, but you can also just plant them in your garden. Next, you will have to put the seeds into the soil, 1 centimeter below the surface, and then water them regularly. They will bloom for about 6 weeks, and their colors are variations of yellow and orange. You should also know that they will get a height of 20 to 60 centimeters, and most importantly, they are edible, so you can add them to your soup or other meals.
Excellent! After having gained this knowledge, you are now able to start your gardening career as a marigold farmer.
Today, I would like to tell you how to use natural colors when dyeing eggs. The ingredients for the individual colors are the following: red, beetroot or red edible onions; yellow, turmeric and chamomile flowers; green, spinach or nettles; brown, black tea, coffee or onion peels; blue and purple, blueberries or red cabbage leaves. For the dyeing, you should have a pot of hot water in which the eggs are approximately 5 cm under the water. Then add 2 to 3 cups of the ingredients. The longer you will leave the eggs in the color, the more intense the color will be. Finally, you just have to take them out, let them dry, and maybe rub them with bacon for shine. If you want to have patterns on the egg, you can draw the patterns with help of vinegar. Last but not least, enjoy your naturally dyed eggs.
As we have already mentioned, we have also prepared some jokes for you. So, let's get started. Where does the Easter Bunny get his eggs? From the eggplant. What is the Easter Bunny's favorite kind of music? Hip-hop, of course. How do you know carrots are good for your eyes? I mean, have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses?
For this episode, Teresa and I decided to take you on a little music time travel through the last decades. These classics have put a smile on the faces of many people in the last few years. And even now, these hits still shape and inspire an incredible number of people.
We'll start off with a real classic by one of the most important pop bands of all times, the Beatles, of course. Here Comes the Sun will certainly make you feel a little bit happier than you already are.
Also, the iconic band ABBA knows how to give people a good feeling while listening to the song Waterloo.
Lastly, when it comes to happy music, the song Good Vibrations is always perfect to sing along to. This hit by the Beach Boys brings you into a fantastic mood and does everything our podcast wants to achieve. Enjoy and keep smiling.
Now we would like to introduce you to special days of April. First is the 3rd of April, the National Chocolate Mousse Day. So treat yourself with something sweet on this day. Next is the 7th of April, the National Day of Hope, so we can hope a little extra on this day. The 14th of April is the National Look Up to the Sky Day. So cherish the little moments of life and look up to the sky. On the 23rd of April, the National Picnic Day occurs. Get yourself a picnic basket and a nice blanket and enjoy the weather. Last, on the 29th of April, the International Dance Day occurs. So celebrate this day with the best music and your finest dance moves.
Hello Isabella, and welcome to our interview. Before we start, we'd like to thank you for participating, and then I'd say we should start. Before we get to the main topic, we would like to ask you some general questions. You are an exchange student from Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
And why exactly did you choose Austria?
Because, in my opinion, it's the most authentic culture in Europe.
Okay, thank you. Then, can you tell us something about your family and how you live in Venezuela?
We are not a big family, we are just 4 people and we are really close to each other. It's a really lovely family and we live in a lovely house in a small town, but I think it's not important the place, it's just with the family is everything okay for me and my family.
Yes, definitely. Then, how old are you and how come you're already at university?
Okay, I'm 17. This year I turn 18. I skip 1 year from primary school, and the normal age to get in the university is at 18, but I skip 1 year, and that's why I finish 1 year first the high school.
And what exactly are you studying?
I'm studying psychology.
Okay, sounds cool. Then another aspect we are curious about. Have you ever heard some stereotypes about Austria?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. And how do you feel about Austria in general?
Actually, it's really comfy to be here. The people I like it.
So you say you also feel welcomed here?
Yes.
And what about school? Have you noticed some major differences among the school in Austria and the one in Venezuela?
Yes, a lot of difference. The first that I noticed was like the freedom of the people. Like in my high school, everything is fairly strict and you have a lot of rules and you're not free to show who you are in the aspect of your dress or your style. So, yeah.
Okay, and now we would like to switch the topic to a more recent one.
Easter is just around the corner, and so I would like to ask some questions about it. How do you celebrate Easter?
Okay, Easter is 1 week free for all the family, and it's the most hot week in the year. So we celebrate Easter with the family in the beach or with the family in some place with pool and we just cook with all the family and just play some things with just the family, nothing about friends.
Okay, that sounds really cool. Do you like Easter?
Yes, really, I really like it.
Okay, that's fun. Do you usually celebrate Easter like in a religious way or?
No, not really, nothing about religion.
Okay, do you think that most people in your country consider Easter as a religious celebration?
No.
Why not?
Because we see Easter like a family stuff. And maybe the half of the population celebrate like in a religious way, but the another half is just to spend time with the family.
Interesting.
Yes.
Finally, we would like to ask you some either-or questions.
Okay.
First, either Easter or Christmas?
Christmas.
Fast food or salad?
Fast food.
Justin Bieber or Louis Capaldi?
Both.
Do you have a favorite song page?
Not really.
Volleyball or handball?
I'm really bad at both.
I can relate to it. Math or English?
English.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Pop or rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
Movies or series?
I sleep with both.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Yes, I Stuck in Love.
Oh, that's cool. The last question is, beach or mountain?
Beach, definitely.
Oh, that seemed really easy for you.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Thank you a lot for your effort.
Regarding to the Easter theme of this podcast, we asked some people about their favorite part of Easter.
I really appreciate the various funny Easter customs, so accordingly I'm thrilled with the traditional competition of egg tapping. Easter definitely takes place at one of the most beautiful times of the year, spring. Everything turns green, blossoms, and seems to be so much brighter.
My favorite part about Easter is nothing religiously themed, but I'm really glad that now I'm able to go road cycling again outside without all of my extremities freezing off.
There are many things that I like about Easter, but my favorite part is definitely the yeast cake.
My favorite part about Easter is the delicious Easter ham.
My favorite part is to dye the eggs with my little sister. And finally, the whole family came together and we searched for our little presents.
Now it's a great pleasure for us to announce the three winners of the Donut Challenge, which was a part of our last podcast edition. Be excited for three extraordinary ideas to make a donut special. So Pia, we're a fan of your donut and it was love at first bite, wasn't it?
Maya, your galaxy donut blew our minds.
And Celine, your creation definitely spreads happy vibes.
Check out our favorite ones on the homepage.
We sincerely want to thank you for your contributions and the effort you put into your creations.
Undoubtedly, all your donuts turned out to be incredible masterpieces.
And never forget,
don't stop being such amazing artists.
And this leads us to the end of the podcast.
Have a nice Easter.
Come down, turn up a test on. We want to spread joy, as well as inform the positive things that are going on, and give you tips for taking along. So come on, come down, turn up a test on. Come on, come down, turn up a test on. Come on.